This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything. I don't think the Dolphins reached out at all on this thing. At all. This seems to me like it's all coming from the team. And remember what I just brought up with Aaron Wilson, okay? Because this is the kind of stuff that you're not going to hear on 560 or 790 or anything like that, okay? This is what we have to think of. What's going on behind the scenes? What does Houston know? Do they feel that it's getting ugly and that's why they want to put the heat and try to move them now? Because that's kind of what I feel. Because if it was good and he was making progress, well, follow me on this, and you're Houston, your season's screwed already, dude. You don't need to rush him. So what you want is, if you hear, hey, you know, it's going in the right direction, this and that, you would sit on this and say, all right, he's going to be found innocent. Awesome. Let's wait till the offseason. Now we know where everybody is after the draft. We know what their picks are and all that. And now we can ask for the world because he's innocent. You got to ask yourself, why are they rushing this? Why are they trying to get something done before the trading deadline when there's 10 criminal complaints and there's 22 civil complaints? And it's not going to be done for a while. You just heard Aaron Wilson. If he's found guilty, brother, you won't even find out about when he's going to jail for almost another year for sentencing and everything else. Just ask yourself these kind of questions. This is why I keep telling you guys, every time this has come up, what have I said every single time? This is all hot air. You know why? It's too many legal issues. That's why when some of you are saying, oh, this is a desperation move by the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are doing anything, man. I think this is all coming from them. Because it would make zero sense for Chris Greer to trade for a guy right now not knowing if he's innocent or guilty. So this is what, these are the things that I'm thinking of. I'm taking this next level. Too many people, most of you out there, are just looking at it simplistic. Oh, Dolphins are talking. Oh, yeah, they're just trying. Oh, they're trying to move them. All this, that. Bullshit. There's something to this, and it's from that side. Something's going on. And they cannot rush the court system. They don't have that power. None of them have that power. They're screwed. You have to go by however long it takes. It doesn't matter who you are. So this is going to be a long, long time.